provision in the 2012 Electoral Amendment Act links the state funding of political parties in general elections to the achievement of a gender balance in candidate selection at those general elections. And as was mentioned, this provision first came into effect for the February 2016 general election, and a marked improvement in the candidacy of women has been noted in all elections in the interim. So in terms of next steps, the programme for government commits to the establishment of an electoral commission, and the minister mentioned that the electoral reform bill, which sets out the legislative basis for the electoral commission, which is at an advanced stage in our parliamentary process. So the second stage was completed in our upper house of parliament on just the 21st of June past. One of the commission's key features will be a function on public education and information, improving public awareness, participation and candidacy at our electoral events. And it is envisaged that the commission will carry out this function with a particular emphasis on increasing participation in our democratic processes among segments of society which are marginalised or traditionally underrepresented at electoral events. The Commission will also have a role in advising government on electoral policy, and the Programme for Governments also commits that the Electoral Commission will be tasked to undertake a number of items of research. And these will include a comprehensive review of the Electoral Act 1997, which provides the statutory framework for political financing and the funding of political parties. This review will be with a view to making recommendations to government that will inform the government's consideration of the evolution of that linkage that was mentioned between the public funding of political parties and the encouragement of candidacy among women and other represented groups. So in summary, the Electoral Commission will take an active role in encouraging candidacy and participation generally, and will be asked to advise the government in its consideration of our laws which link public funding of political parties to the candidacy of women at general elections. Thank you.
That's great, Martin. Many thanks for that. I'm going to ask Gerry Cunningham to come in just on some issues, going back to issues of gender equality, in particular representation of women in the private sector.
Minister. So my name is Gerry Cunningham from the Department of Foreign Affairs. I'm pleased to respond to the committee's questions, particularly on gender balance in the private sector. The Minister referred to the Better Balance for Better Business.